Well, it's very much been on the front burner. We've struggled with our current insurance provider to comply with our needs. So we've, as of last our last meeting, our last insurance meeting, we pretty much pressed them and asked them that to please straighten out these problems. My biggest fear is that other employees would be put into collections due to insurance non-payment, and then that turns around to bad credit to, you know, mm-hmm. our residents and employees of the county, and we don't want that. And one of the stipulations that I put out to them was to reach out to those people that have been affected by that and to either provide them some help, which, you know, your credit's your livelihood. Yeah. You can't get good rates on cars, homes, whatever. So they're supposed to do that. Haven't heard any feedback from them as of yet. We also asked them to reach out to some of the service providers, i.e. hospitals in this area, and please get, you know, straightened out on the ability of our employees to go to those resources and have their bills paid.
Mm-hmm. You know, so. So as far as like the renewal for the employees of when that, I mean, I assume the insurance plan, the insurance coverage they get is part of their union contract. I mean, is some of that stuff on the table
now? Our union contract is up, I believe, early November. The 1st of November. So obviously prior to that, hopefully much prior to that, like midsummer, we're going to be at the negotiating table with the union. My plan is to ask the union representation to basically go out and we're going to give them our budget, what we pay for insurance, and let them go out and try to find a resource for insurance that they're happy with and that we're happy with. On the other side of that, we're doing the same thing. As we speak, we're reaching out to some insurance providers to try to better ourselves from that standpoint.
You mean get bigger bang for your buck?
Exactly.
When you say that the credit issue for the employees, are you talking about like claims aren't being paid for?
There have been some cases where claims were not paid, and obviously if you don't pay your claims, those claims are now turned over to collection agencies. I'm not 100% sure that has gone that far.
Is it over a coverage issue?
That's correct. Oh, it's okay. Over a coverage issue, and that's part of the problem that we're having with our...
Of what's covered.
That's exactly right. And again, I'm not 100% sure that it's gone into collection, but when you get a letter from, you know, a hospital or an institution saying you need to pay us, that means that they're ready to put you into collections. Perhaps. And that harms your credit.
Yeah,